Hello, this is Ben Cole, Associate Editor with SearchCompliance.com. I'm joined today by Brian Hill, Principal Analyst at Forrester Research. In this podcast, we're going to discuss records management challenges in the modern business world and some best practices company can implement to overcome these data management obstacles. Thanks for joining us today, Brian.
Thanks, Ben. Great to be here.
So what are some of the challenges to records management in the modern connected world? And more specifically, how do trends like social media, mobile devices in the workplace, and just the huge amount of information companies generate every day create record management problems?
Thanks. You're absolutely right that they do face quite a number of different challenges. We've just wrapped up our fourth annual joint survey with ARMA International, capturing findings from more than 350 records management decision makers. And so in line with prior results, about half of records management stakeholders report satisfaction with their RM applications. Application shortcomings certainly can be challenging, but decision makers state that these rank relatively low in their list of woes. Instead, they rate insufficient budget, lack of executive attention, limited integration with key applications like archiving and e-discovery, as well as staff training and organizational shortcomings as top obstacles to RM program success. So, as you know, records managers have a long legacy focusing on physical assets, and many are expanding to a broader set of unstructured and structured types of electronically stored information. Despite progress in applying appropriate controls across a bigger variety of content and application types, it's really a different story for more recent enterprise adoption trends. Records management leaders are really often playing catch-up, so less than 5% report that they're very confident that their organization has incorporated RM requirements in adopting or planning for cloud-based services, social media, or mobile devices.
Great. Are there any specific records management strategies companies should consider to protect themselves from these challenges?
Absolutely. So despite RM program frustrations, decision makers expect to ramp up investments over the next year. They're going to do so to target traditional RM compliance and information access objectives, but are increasingly using records management to stem the surge of growing digital landfills. So while decision makers expect to apply RM controls across a broader set of content and application types, they certainly can't tackle everything at once. So they're going to need to work closely with senior IT and legal executives to see where their organizations can get the biggest bang for their buck. So systematically ranking and quantifying which systems are top candidates for RM controls from IT cost savings and legal risk and expense is critical. Yet at the same time, records managers will need to make sure that they don't get caught up in the unfortunate cycle of catch-up. RM leaders need to make sure that they're making stronger organizational strides to ensure that RM considerations are addressed in technology acquisition and implementation for both traditional technologies like documents and email, as well as some of the newer ones that we were just discussing, so social media and mobile devices, for example. But in addition to considering newer applications, it's important for them to avoid becoming Dr. No, if you will. So you should definitely support new applications, but with appropriate guidance. So risk professionals should strive to empower their organizations while protecting their businesses and employees. While enterprise adoption of social media and smartphones and cloud computing is certainly pervasive and accelerating, these new applications and deployment models entail regulatory, privacy, and e-discovery risks. It's important for records management leaders to do their homework and collaborate with peers to establish policy and implementation guidelines.
Great. What about the cloud? Is that a viable records management option? And what types of risk and compliance aspects should companies consider when it comes to records management in the cloud?
The quick answer is we're in an early stage market for this today. So definitely enterprise adoption of software as a service and other cloud computing technologies continues to expand at a rapid clip. So Salesforce and Google and other vendors providing cloud-based applications generally tout lower cost, more rapid deployments, and other advantages in comparison with traditional on-premises applications. So recognizing this market shift and following some executive guidance, many U.S. federal government agencies are headed down a cloud-first policy path with key enterprise applications. Application of cloud-based records management, however, lags in both government and commercial enterprises. Overall, our Q3 2012 survey data showed that only 8% of records managers say that their organization uses RM SaaS, and just a few are actively planning to do so. So what's behind the limited adoption and planning for cloud-based RM? Security, privacy, and legal concerns top the list for adoption barriers. Potential integration and functionality shortcomings also inhibit adoption. But roughly one quarter of our survey respondents aren't interested in this deployment model because they think that their existing on-premises records management applications meet their current needs. So SaaS-based RM is certainly at an early market stage today, but I'm expecting moderate growth over the next 2 to 5 years. And for organizations reviewing cloud-based options beyond the standard feature function comparisons, you'll need to pay attention to vendor contractual and metadata consistency considerations. For example, you'll need to understand what SLAs are guaranteed and what options are available for transferring big volumes of content to respond to litigation or to move to another system.
How has the increased number of records management-focused compliance regulations influenced record management policies? Are organizations taking record management more seriously because of these regulatory compliance rules?
They are, but also often executives perceive records managers, or records management rather, to be kind of a dusty cost center. Many executives still see records management as a mix of warehouses, technologies, and a set of complex, costly steps requiring reluctant attention to compliance mandates. Certainly, records management has a long history of enabling organizations to meet their compliance obligations, but records management technology combined with solid, defensible disposition practices can go a long way towards targeting IT objectives, for example, trimming storage growth and addressing legal needs, for example, cutting e-discovery costs and complexity. Roughly 70% of the respondents in our survey state that applying RM technology to reduce storage growth and apply controls to additional content types and applications is going to be very important in the coming year. Beyond IT and legal drivers, records managers devote considerable efforts on the policy front. So in the next 12 months, just over 80% of decision makers perceive that improving RM policy consistency is going to be an important objective for their organization, partly in response to increased regulatory requirements, but also based on surging volumes and varieties of different types of electronically stored information in different jurisdictions. Many records managers are strongly focused on policy rationalization.
All right, I think we have time for one more question. So what are some of the questions companies should be asking themselves, as well as their records management vendors, that to ensure that they're getting the best possible tools for their organizations?
Picking the right RM application is important, and Forrester has vendor-neutral tools that can help with that. Naturally, you'll need to select an application with a strong feature function set, capabilities to apply policy across physical and electronic records management. You'll need to work with a strong vendor with a good supporting portfolio. However, we found that the top challenges really don't typically focus on technology, but instead are focused on people and process issues. So in light of that, Forrester recommends that you focus on three key areas. Number one, redouble efforts focusing on cross-functional collaboration and building a strong business case. So in doing so, records managers will need to work really closely with IT and legal to create that. Number two, they're going to need to focus on an expanded set of content and application types. Certainly, there's a long legacy of focusing on physical assets, and that definitely remains important, but then records managers really need to focus on a broader array of ESI. And in figuring out kind of where the sweet spot is, that they're going to need to coordinate with IT, legal, and other teams to prioritize content and application types. For some organizations, it may be some of the newer application types that we were talking about, so cloud computing, for example, or social media or mobile devices. For others, it may be really big volumes of structured data. Number three, we touched on this before, but we think it's really important for records managers to strategically plan to simplify policies and to synchronize related applications. So, for example, making sure that the handoffs between retention and disposition functionality is critical for program success. Organizations really need to make sure that they understand what the linkages are between e-discovery applications, for example, legal hold, and also records management and archiving applications.
Great. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. I want to thank Forrester analyst Brian Hill for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
And thanks to all the listeners for joining us. For SearchCompliance.com, this is Ben Cole.